So our next speaker, Hugo, he's going to talk about creating or replicating the Linux init process using Python. So that's going to be competition for systemd. Enjoy.
Hello, everybody. So yes, I'm going to talk to you about creating a custom Linux init in Python, not with the goal to replace, well, maybe, you will see. So my name is Hugo Herter. I'm a software engineer. I love Python and Linux since 2003, and I joined FOSDEM around that time. So I don't know how many editions I've been to, but maybe 19. I really love FOSDEM and open source. Everything, basically, FOSDEM made me a bit. So I'm going to talk about this concept that I discovered with a friend on embedded devices on a project a few years ago. I found it really cool. And then a few years later, I had a use case that required the same thing for virtual machines in the cloud. And I liked the concept. I wanted to share it with you so you can also build cool stuff with this idea. So I'm not going to sell you a software. I'm just going to show you like how you get there and why you might want to do this. Who here doesn't know what Linux is or doesn't use Linux? Yeah. Okay. So small note about Linux, something that's really cool in this use case is that it's a monolithic kernel, which means all the drivers can be included, which makes our life much easier when you don't want to manage user processes to manage drivers. You have smaller, like modular kernels that make it more annoying because then you need to actually do more work to have drivers. With Linux, you have most stuff working built in, so that makes our life easier. Typically, when you're booting a computer, a modern PC, you're booting the UEFI, then the UEFI bootloader, then the Linux kernel. Then the Linux kernel boots the init, which is the first process that will launch the machine, and that one is launching all the apps that you have on your machine. So it's the first process started by the Linux kernel during boot. It continues running until the system is shut down. If it does not, Linux is not happy and crashes. Sorry?
Can you make that go away? Sorry.
Oh.
Sorry, I interrupted you. I just wanted to...
Which one?
Oh, no, it's gone. Okay.
So it's a direct or indirect process ancestor of all the other processes. If a process loses and becomes orphaned, it will